नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today we are meant to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gaurango, Nitai Gaurango. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana.
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana.
Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Sisi Gornitai Ki Jai. So there was a verse given to me about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to discuss the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this morning. Is that a tradition in Texas to have, in Dallas?
Is there what?
A tradition that on Sundays you read Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
Yes? Thank you. I remembered in the, maybe late 80s, there was a resolution from the GBC saying that we should read Chaitanya Charitamrita on a regular basis in our temples. It was perceived that we needed to emphasize the importance or the sweetness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu provides to us. And this movement is based on that. The attractiveness, the taste that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings to everyone, and delivering just like a sweet or a fruit. That's the analogy he uses. The fruit that you get from Radha and Krishna enjoying pastimes together and wanting everyone to be part of that, those pastimes. So if there's a fruit made of that, like you package, like a nectar, you read different juices. you package it, and that is the Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's so clever, just like some of you work in IT and all that sort of things, and you program, yeah? You create a program, right? A computer program. And the computer program has different free features. You press here, you do that, like that, and then you have certain benefits. You have different uses for that program. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu designed the Sankirtan movement in a way that is extremely simple, using the main things that you do normally, and particularly when you're happy. What do you do when you're happy? What does people do when they're happy or they want to be happy? Right? They sing and dance. They go party. Isn't it? What's the reward of working hard Monday to Friday? What does people do Friday night, Saturday night? I'm sure they do it in Dallas. Right? Partying, going clubbing, going, yes? Why? Because they want to enjoy, they want to experience some happiness. People do not love going to work. I mean, some people may, you know. But what people enjoy is to have fun. That's what people want, isn't it? You work Monday to Friday so you can enjoy, not you, but, you know, in general. So people can enjoy Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Relax. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that just like a big businessman, right, or a super rich person, what does he do when he wants to enjoy? He goes to a holiday, right? He goes to a holiday, you know, the shores of France or the Caribbean island, right, or some exotic place like that, geared up for receiving tourists. And then what he does, if he has a lot of money, he brings his own jet, and he brings his friends, and he enjoys like that, right? That's the goal in life, materialistically speaking, right? So Krishna, in the spiritual sense, he does exactly the same thing. Krishna doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to work. The only work that he does, according to the scriptures, is to come and get us. That's his only job, right? I mean, his only, not that he has to do it, he wants to do it. You know, when people goes to work, I remember once I was working in some marketing company, something, just a temporary thing. And the owner, you know, he always says, I'll come Saturday and Sunday. He just came for the sake of it. He will be there Saturday and Sundays, just checking things, you know, he just couldn't live without it. So he wanted to come. He didn't have to, what do you call, you know, when you put the old, I don't think now you use those ones. You put the card and then you clock. I don't know if you still use it. Yeah? Old school. So Krishna doesn't have to, but he wants to come and get us. That's his job. Now, Krishna being the Supreme, he does it in a very special way. And how he does it is that he takes the form. You see Radha Krishna here? You see Radha Kalachanji? If you combine them, right? What comes from that combination, it's a wonderful form. Golden in color, Gaurangi, it's a name of Radharani. Why? Because her true color is golden. Gaura means gold. Gaurangi. That's a name of Srimati Radharani. And with that mood, Krishna, you see, blackish Krishna, he accepts or takes the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The two deities on your left-hand side of the altar, the one on the right. You see, there are two dancing forms. So the one on the right, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is he dancing? Because he's ecstatic, relishing the mellows of Radha and Krishna. Pure love, like that. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And according to the scriptures, even before he arrived, I think we researched, Devdatta Maharaj, he ordered a research on the predictions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are around 12 Puranas and other, not 12 Puranas, maybe not 12, but maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9. And there are other scriptures that predict the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm going to reveal some things for you that some of you will be really, really surprised of what he says. Maybe you never heard that. And maybe explains why some of you are here. So this is just to keep you in suspense. All right? So these Puranas, these scriptures, predict the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all what you're seeing in this ISKCON world around the globe is a fulfillment of that prediction. But the most important thing of this is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings a special flavor. Like, I'm so impressed with Kalachandji restaurant. I'm just becoming an addict to this place. You know, it's just impressive. I read, oh, really? I think I can. I read about this restaurant being opened by His Divine Grace, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I think in the 80s or sometime around. Yeah? 1982. Is it? 82, that early. The restaurant was opened in 82? Alright. So, anyway, I joined 83. And you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj always was news. All what he did was like that. So, avant-garde. So, and I read about this restaurant. I saw the pictures and I saw, you know, the way that is described and the, what do you call, no, but what do you call these ones? The Rajasthanis paintings, right? I remember reading. I've been reading for, I don't know, 30 over the years about this restaurant. So now that I came for first time, it's just impressive, the taste, huh? The salads and the sabjis and the desserts are like, are a killer. Just can't say no. They're just, you know, just like the ladies or the prabhus when they come around and you're super satisfied already. You see, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, Mother Padma and others, they have allowed my son and I to have a free entry, free to the restaurant. Anytime, okay? So, this is the little reward that we get. Not little, big reward after traveling to different temples. And after we are totally satisfied, then Mata Yuzo Prabhu comes and says, are you ready for dessert? It's like, okay, kill me. You know, what else? I'm done. And you know what's coming, you know? Vegan cookies or this. It's just incredible. But my point is that there is a particular flavor and people queue up. Huh? People queue up to have a place here. People come from wherever they come. They just queue up for that taste that the devotees of Radha Kalachandji put into those preps. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cooks up this amazing preparation, huh? And packages that this Krishna Prem preparation. And although we or I certainly are not qualified to taste it or to deserve it, still we can taste it. That's the thing. Like in our case with my son, we have been given free entry. Anytime I can walk in. And sometimes they were, oh, you're having salad, so it will be. I said, no. Nityananda Prabhu allows us to come for free, or Padma Mata, he knows. You can ask. Oh, sorry. Anytime. As much prasadam as we want. So the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has done this arrangement. He says, okay, you can come anytime. And just chant the names of Gaurahari, Nitai Gauranga. And something happens. I know. We were chanting and I can see that immediately we start feeling something. Yeah? It's a different flavor. It's like a heightened flavor that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has provided. And all what it takes, Srila Prabhupada says, and just chant the names of Gaudhari beautifully. My son put together a video, maybe we can show it later, about Bhaktivinoda Thakur and how Prabhupada is talking that the different acharyas, you see the little frames, picture frames under Radha Kalachandi. You see the different, the Goswamis and the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishordas Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada are there. They are the carriers. They are the carriers. And they are saying, you just come for free. Just have a seat and taste. Taste this sweet. Special, for free. All right? And when you taste it, what happened is that you feel like chanting more and more. You feel like dancing. You feel like taking prasad more and more. Like that. That's the taste. That's the sweetness that they bring. So today we're meant to discuss Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why the resolution, sometime in late 80s, the GBC, that temples should read Chaitanya Charitamrita on a regular basis. So I was very happy when the devotees informed me that that's what happens here. So that was asking if it was just a regular thing. And I mean, thinking that, I'm surely this must have come from, I don't know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was very, you know, specific about doing things. So this is the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing in this planet in order for us to have the opportunity to taste the glories of Radha and Krishna. It's impossible. It's impossible for a normal human being or living entity to enter into the mellows of Radha and Krishna. It's impossible. You know, it takes lifetimes and lifetimes. Many of these characters, personalities, you read in Krishna book, you read in the scriptures, it takes lifetimes of being yogis and doing severe austerities and penances, you know, life after life. And then you can appear as an associate of the Lord and you know, have some interactions with Him. And imagine us here in the middle of America or Australia or somewhere, you know, being distracted with so many things. What's the chance? What's the chance? You know? But due to the agency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, never mind. You don't qualify, never mind. Just come in. Just come in. Right? Like here, I mean, in the modern world, but in America, you have, you know, what do you call the bouncers? Is that how you call them? Right? Bouncers, security guards, right? And they're checking. Right? They're checking if you have the right ticket or the right age or if you're dressed properly or whatever it is. Right? So they allow you to get in. Isn't it? Or like when we would travel, always they check again and again the tickets and then they see if you have the correct boarding pass and if it's the right gate. It's like a whole thing. Again and again. You show it in security, show it at the counter, show it again, show it in the, you know, all the time showing, you know, you have your boarding pass. That's what it is, a boarding pass. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no need for boarding pass. All what you need is just the desire to, you want to come in? Come. Come to this plane and let's take off. Free food, free chanting, free party. Everyone, come in. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. So we will read some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas here in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like you have Mahabharata, the essential chapter of Mahabharata, it's Bhagavad Gita. And then you have Srimad Bhagavatam. And the essential chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna book, 10th canto. Okay? So let me say something about 10th canto. You see, we were saying that the Bhagavatam, the acharyas explained that the Bhagavatam is like the body of Lord Krishna. And you start with the first, second canto, right? And those are like the lotus feet. So you go from the lotus feet up. And the more you start seeing the glorious, wonderful, amazing form of Krishna, the more you get to realize He's so wonderful, so strong, so solid, so attractive, and all that. And then you come up to the 10th canto, which is the face of Krishna. Huh? Prabhupada says in the first canto, first and second chapter, several times, that if you hear attentively Bhagavatam, you will see Krishna face to face. You will see Krishna face to face. Okay? Now, obviously, and also Prabhupada emphasized, we need to read Bhagavatam. Like, we don't shouldn't skip. We should just read Bhagavatam so we understand. Oh, he creates, he's so merciful, the second creation, then he empowers Brahma, and then he goes on like that. Okay? And then you can know Krishna face to face. However, there's a very interesting pastime about this. You see, Srila Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, verse by verse, canto by canto. And he always had a concern. Who knows what's that concern about him? Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Perhaps that he might leave his body before he finished the 10th canto?
Yeah. Prabhupada had a worry. His worry that was that he wouldn't be able to reach the 10th canto and give it to the world. That was his worry. Right? Because he said, I'm an old man. That's what he said. I'm not saying. He said, I'm an old man and I may go any moment. So he was so concerned about that, that he skipped. Huh? I don't know which canto he was at that time. Maybe 7th canto. I don't know exactly what canto he was translating and commenting on. And he just went right onto the 10th canto, summarized it, parallel to this. He was producing his Bhagavatam, but then he jumped to the 10th canto, summarized it, commented on it, and produced the Krishna book. Just in case, you see how keen he was to give us this. How keen he was. And then he produced the Krishna book before he reached the 10th canto. He did reach. Actually, Prabhupada left this world when he was translating and commenting on the prayers of Lord Brahma? Intro or Brahma? Forgot now. Huh? 13, which is? Intro or Brahma? Prayers. The prayers of? Lord Brahma. Prayers of Lord Brahma. So he reached there. He got there. But he gave us the whole 10th canto. Krishna face to face. Right? Before he actually had reached, according chronologically how he was. So that is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharyas have. We have to give you this. And early in his preaching program, Prabhupada gave us also teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One of the essential chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we have Bhagavad Gita, we have Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, these main three books. And as I said, even before completing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like before completing the Bhagavatam, he gave us Krishna book. Before completing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gave us teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So, this is the importance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so important that just recently was the, I don't know if you did it here, but there was this constellation, the Bhadra full moon in Chicago. They had this program, and that was the full moon. And in that day, if you worship Bhagavatam in a golden throne, could be golden cloth. Don't worry. Don't have to be pure gold. And then you buy the Bhagavatam, and then you give it to someone. You're definitely going back to Godhead. That's Bhagavatam's statement. Okay, so in Chicago they had this big thing. We were there. So there are different things that the Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita offer. Okay? So Bhagavatam, when you enter Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot enter just like that. You cannot enter. The only way that you can enter is through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Alright? So Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Srimad Bhagavatam begins, and maybe we can, I don't know, make like a little advertisement. Today is a good day to buy this one. How much this cost? Oh, they ask donations or something. I don't know, $5, $8, I don't know, $10, $10. Okay, today is a good day to buy this book. And maybe give it away if you have it already. This is a Sunday promotion. Srimad Bhagavatam begins by presenting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's amazing. Srimad Bhagavatam begins by presenting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because through His mercy, we can enter Bhagavatam. And the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam only, right? Because sometimes we think, oh, these books are too long, too many verses, too many pages. How many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam? 18,000. The exact number Prabhupada gives? Who remembers? 17,996, Srila Prabhupada says. So, nearly there, around 18,000. Lots of verses. So sometimes we may be a little discouraged because it's too long. So Srila Prabhupada makes it easier for us. And how he makes it easier? He writes only 1.5 pages. 1.5 pages introduction. And that 1.5 pages, if you don't have time to read the 18,000 verses, just read that 1.5 pages. Just to start, just as a teaser, how do you call? As a sample, right? Sometimes you go to the supermarket and there people are giving you different samples, right? Juice, what else? Yogurt, they cut little cheese and they give you sample. It's not that they particularly, they're feeling generous or anything like that. They just want you to buy the whole thing, isn't it? They're just giving you for free that sample so you get a taste, and they want the whole thing, the gallon of juice or yogurt or the kilos and kilos of cheese for lifetime. You become hooked onto this. So in the same way, the system is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives you a taste. Prabhupada gives you a taste. And the taste comes in these 1.5 pages of the introduction. Forget about the 18,000 or 17,996 verses. Just think about these 1.5 pages. So you can say, okay, today I'm going to read this 1.5 pages. Everything is there. 1.5 pages. That's all. Now, you may say, no, Prabhu, you're wrong. The introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam actually is like 30 pages or so. How many pages? And the small version is even longer. Oh, let me see. Introduction. Here it is. The introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam has 39 pages. Maybe the small version has more pages. Anyway, 39 pages. Okay? So, majority of these pages, except the 1.5 pages that Prabhupada presents the Bhagavatam, it's the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't know how many verses it has, but it has many volumes. Yeah, it's a collection like that. If you don't have time to read that, because generally we don't have time, we have to work, we're tired, etc., 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 then you can read what Prabhupada brings. It's called A Short Sketch of the Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, if you don't have time to read 39 or so pages, what we can do is we can read only the 8 prayers that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced. Right? That sounds feasible. Immediately, yes. I'll take that as Krishna wanting this. Okay. These are the 8 prayers that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu... He didn't write anything. Shikshastaka. Okay? Let's do that, just to get into the... Okay. Andale. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Why? Because it sprays the rays of the benediction moon. I was coming today and then the moon was... up there, it's beautiful, beautiful. The benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Then he goes on into glorifying the holy name. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enabled us to easily approach you by chanting your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Now he gives us the key. This is the key. How can we open this chest of jewels? One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So what does that mean? O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love, flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He's completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So, Srila Prabhupada brings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and places him at the entrance of Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading this, we can somehow connect or be in touch or be exposed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his presence is so powerful, so influential, that our heart starts becoming softer. Right? Material life makes our heart very hard. Huh? Like steel framed. Right? And it's very hard to feel. Nowadays, that's the age of Kali, where the heart, it's not soft anymore. And slowly, due to the material influence, becomes hardened. So many wars, abortion, killing animals, fight, divorce, so many things. People are destroying their own bodies, other bodies, relationships. It's a destructive path that humanity has engaged in. So, as a consequence, people's heart becomes very hardened and it's very difficult to feel. Just party, just get drunk, just drug yourself up, you know. And if you have some repression, just fight with someone. Yeah? Violence. This is the era of violence at different levels. But when we come in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then something happens. Even without you wanting. Some of you have been to Mayapur here, right? Prabhu has been to Mayapur. Mate, you've been to Mayapur? Yes? You know, this is something amazing. One time, Burijan Prabhu's wife, Jagatarini Mati, Prabhupada's disciple, she came to Mayapur. She's a Vrindavan Basi. She lives in Vrindavan for a long, long time, and they know in and out the glories of Vrindavan. And sometime her and her husband, Burijan Prabhu, they come to Mayapur. So I was very surprised when I saw her there. And I asked her, Mati, what is the difference of Vrindavan and Mayapur? You know, Purnandu Krishna Prabhu was sharing with me his realizations when he goes to Vrindavan, that he feels home, right? You were saying, you feel home. And that experience that I had when I have been in Mayapur, this is home. So Vrindavan, Mayapur, no difference. This is the home of Krishna and home of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I was intrigued. I was intrigued of, there is a difference. Why I like one place, why I like the other, what is the difference? Because I'm blind and dwarf in my spiritual advancement, I don't understand these things. I just feel like that, you know? So I asked Mataji, I said, what is the difference? What happens here? Why is it, you know? And she told me, she explained me this. She said, you see, in Vrindavan, whether you have done something in your previous lives, okay, and you have searched for Krishna, and you have prayed hard, you must have done something right. So you go to Vrindavan, a little bit the door is open, you know, and you have something, some feeling, right, that Krishna is here, Radha is here. There's something and poof, touches you. Like that. That's the potency of the Dham. Okay? You understand that? Yes, yes, Mati. I understand. But Mayapur is different. Mayapur is like this. Imagine that you're coming to a building. Okay? And when you're about to open the doors, this building has been flooded. You know, people are familiar with floods. They, Houston, something happened. No, I read. Mayapur floods from time to time. And in Mayapur, the flood of pure love for Krishna has inundated the place. Sometimes externally manifest, and the Ganges water rises, and everything goes 1.5 meters on the water, like that. You see the flood? 2 years ago, there was a flood. I was there. We had to get boats, you know, to go to temple, like that. You have to enter the temple in a boat. It's ecstatic. It's really transcendental. It's really, especially if you know swimming and you like water. So she told me it's like a place where you go and it's flooded. And when you're about to open the doors, it's not like you have to look and see if I have a chance, you know, to get in. And no, the doors, they swing open and just take you with the force of a massive flooding. And there you are, you know, taken by the waves of the flood. In other words, you don't have to make practically any endeavor. That's Mayapur. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My spiritual master said, I think last year for Gorpunim festival, or this year, I forgot. You see, in Mayapur, you have gigantic deities of Panchatattva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like this, Nityananda Prabhu is like this, Advaita also, this, like that. They are different, you know, like that. So their arms are extending, like that. So he said, you know why Panchatattva have their arm extending like that? And then we say, no, Guru Maharaj, we don't know. He says, because they are inviting everyone. Come. You know, they are grabbing everyone. You know, like when you're dancing, when you do the dancing here, I'm sure tonight there will be some dancing, Sunday feast, right? And then you grab somebody else, and then you swing people around, and then you, like that. So come everyone. You see, there's a photo there, right? Panchatattva there. Under the deities, Gornitai. They're extending that. They open their arms means everyone's welcome. Right? Do you have those, what do you call it, hawkers? How do you, that, you know, they stand outside the pizza place and they dress as, you know, something and they come in, you know, like that. So they're calling. That position of extending the arms is calling everyone. They're dancing, but they're calling also. Everyone should come in. So that's the mood. That's Mayapur. So she was telling me that, she said, you know, this is the thing. In Vrindavan, Radharani, that's what it means. She's the queen. Right? She's the queen. And everything that happens in Vrindavan, it's very, deep and special and secret almost. It's something that only you can perceive with your heart. Right? Your heart has to be tuned up. That's why it's recommended, don't be there more than 3 days. Because if your heart is not focused or calibrated, you can commit offenses, which is a very bad thing. So you have to be very, very careful. And then she said, but in Mayapur, you see, her Krishna wanted to come down. And he says, no, but how are you going to go down, you know? And I'm going to go far away from Vrindavan. I'm going to go on the other side. You see, Vrindavan is here, Mayapur is on the other side. Right? Bengal actually is a place where apparently not many pastimes have taken place. You know, South India has many Divya Deshans, in the north you have all these places, Himalayas. But Bengal is a place, it's called Gupta. Gupta means secret, that not many major pastimes have taken place, apparently. Or if they took place, they were kind of hidden like that. So, Krishna wanted to come down. So, his Radharani said, but how? How are you going to go there? You know, you cannot go there. First, you cannot go alone. Secondly, we have to arrange something. Yeah? When I was coming here, although I'm insignificant, the Prabhus were, oh, somebody's going to pick you up and we're going to get you a room. Like that. Some arrangement. Yeah, are going to be made. So Radharani personally comes and creates Mayapur. Mayapur is like, obviously there was a lot of design and thinking and building this beautiful place for Raj Kalachanji. So in the same way Radharani says, no, I'll take care. I'll do the arrangement. So she sets up Mayapur. And the Ganges is there, Saraswati River is there, the Jalangi, Govardhan is there, Radhakunda is there, like that. Syamakunda is there. All the holy places are in Mayapur. In fact, Shastra explained, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Navadvip Mahatmya, that even if you don't put one foot outside of Mayapur, you have covered all the tirthas, all the holy tirthas of India. You don't have to go anywhere. It explained. And the more devotees are researching, the more these shastras are coming up, the more Mayapur is being manifested. Parallel to it, we're building this TOVP, or Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Gigantic thing. It's amazing. Right? It's going to be, I think, the second or third largest temple in the world. Meaning, what do you call, religious building construction. Like that. It's amazing. 10 to 12,000 people easily will be fitted in the hall, Kirtan hall. Imagine, it's huge. So Radharani arranges all that, okay? But then the question comes, and we try to end in this line. What do I have to do with all that? We're talking a place that it's on the other side of the world. Srimati Radharani, you know, anyway, I'm not so advanced or advanced at all. What do I have to do with all this? Okay, two things. One, that Srimati Radharani builds that place so Krishna can be in touch with you. That's one thing. That's the importance of Mayapur. And the other thing, and this is what Mataji told me, because I was so perplexed when she was describing all these things, and she said, you know what? You have to see it like this. Mayapur is the stage for Krishna to come. And then he goes there, you know, like when you do drama, you have a stage, and then the dancers come in, and the actors come in, and like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and then he comes and dances and chants in Mayapur. And she said, and you know who you are? She asked me. I said, who am I? Like, what is this? Some esoteric question? And then she says, you know who you are? You're from California? You're from California? Krishna Chaitanya? Kind of. From here. Dallas. But anyway, what I heard, I Bollywood also. Yeah. People goes to Hollywood, people goes to Mumbai, where there's the mecca of the Bollywood industry, so they can get a role in the movie. Yeah? People does that. They go there to be actors, whatever. Yeah? Whatever they can get into, they are wanting to get into a movie. Yes? So, Mataji said, you know you have a role in this movie. And I was intrigued. What does she mean? What does she mean? And he says, you know, when there are movies, big production, right? Hollywood, Bollywood, somewhere, you need extras, right? You need the extras. They pay them a couple dollars, says, you just play dead or just be in the crowd. You are an extra. So she was explaining, she says, that's the way. Just anybody, you don't need to be an actor, right? You don't need to be a known person. You need to have an agent and all those sort of things, you know. Just come. Just come for free. You can come and be part of this great movie. You may think I'm no one, I have no qualifications, but if you just accept that invitation, then you're part of the movie. Huh? I am part of this movement. You know? So when she was saying that, I had this realization, how true it is. And it was an analogy that really sat in my mind, that I was just passing by, right, as a little boy, 8 years old, in New York, and then I saw the devotees, and then I, whoa, what is this? And they're chanting, you know, dancing, shaved head, in America. And then as a 14-year-old boy, was in a bus in South America, and then a devotee comes up, and then he's saying, I am a student of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You know, Swami Prabhupada. And he had three little books. And then he was showing them. George Harrison and the Mantra and others. And caught my attention. I thought, these are the same guys that I saw when I was little. Right? And how is Krishna? Because Krishna wants you in his movie. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants you in his movie. And this is what happened. I was sitting there and I was thinking, oh, this guy looks like a kung fu monk or something. So attractive, so attractive. Shaved head and all that, but with a hat. A typical dress of a devotee, Sankirtan devotee. And then he said, this is what he said. That young boy at the back, out of nowhere. That young boy at the back, I'm bringing the book to you. He was promoting the books, and then he said, that young boy at the back, I'm just bringing you a book, just wait. I was shocked. How does he know? I looked around, I was the only young boy, you know, grown up people around me. How does he know? These people read my mind. How does he know? Sure enough, he comes straight to me, and then I pull out my wallet, you know, maybe my first wallet. I didn't have much money. I have maybe one third of the whole cost of the book. And he gives me the book, the collection, three little tiny books. And then I said, I don't have enough. This is all what I have. He says, never mind. Took the money, gave me the books. And off I went. After years of that, I joined when I was 19, 5, 6 years after. I joined. And guess what I learned? That you go to the buses, And if you see anybody interested, any face that's a little interested, especially if it's a young boy, because what happens? Young boys are curious. You know, grown up are like, they play cool, like, I don't pay attention. But young people, what happens is that they pay attention. Right? So, what did they teach me? When you go and sell books in the buses, is that if you see a young boy there at the back, then you say, that young boy at the back, I'm bringing your book, just wait. So that was a line. But I saw that Krishna was actually calling upon my interest for this movement. And somehow I got the opportunity to get a book. So the explanation is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to come and wants to have this movement, this Hare Krishna movement. And he arranges. And who arranges that? Not him directly, but Srimati Radharani. So that's why the Hare Krishna movement is so pleasing and so attractive for those who have a little interest in a spiritual life. All what you need, it's a little faith. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that all what we need to do in order to enter Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, if to... Did I say this before? I don't know. I lost count now. Maybe class. That all what you need to do is to three times within yourself approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and think, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. And this is exactly the last verse of Shishikshastra. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. And he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly in his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He's completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Jai. So this is a little bit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have much time to go into many details. I humbly invite you to please come to Mayapur. There's a big sign, a banner, Prabhupada's face, and there's a saying, something that he expressed, and he said, my plan is to bring people from all over the world to Mayapur. Now, I'm just going to conclude with the predictions that I offer you. A few predictions, two mainly. One is that it was predicted that people from America, from France, from Russia, those names are there, right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur brings that prediction based on the Shastras. Will one day come and they will embrace with their brothers, the Bengali brothers, and chant Gaur Nitai, Jai Sachinandan. That's one prediction. So it has happened. I was there in 89 when the first Russians came. And it was amazing experience. 100 devotees from Russia came in 1989. So the prediction is happening. That was long time back. Now you see Russians everywhere. You know, Chinese, Africans, everywhere. Packed up with Russians, Mayapur. And the other prediction, that's not from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's from one of the Puranas. This is the prediction. Okay, some of you will be impressed with this. It is explained that many people from India will leave Bharatvarsha, will leave the Holy Dham, and go to faraway places in search for riches and a better life. It's predicted, okay? Different Puranas put together. I can give you the predictions if you want. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, but I won't allow you to go far. No, I won't allow you to escape from me. I'll come and get you. He says like this. I was impressed when I found this. I'll come and get you. Right? And guess, as Prabhupada one time predicted, people born in India will be our best allies. Right? And now the large majority of devotees come from Indian backgrounds, especially in the West. So many devotees, everywhere I go. It's like amazing, right? And they're offering their professional training and their opulence, their homes, their Lakshmi, right, to help this movement. And this is predicted. And I read it, I think, maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. Right? I won't let you escape. So, if you are from Indian background and you have left motherland, holy land, India, you know, in search for a better life and riches and all the rest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking for you. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. Because there is one statement. Bharata Bhumi Hoila. What's that verse? I forgot that. Manushya Janma. What's the other part? This is the line that I'm looking for. Para Upakara. It's a concept. Para Upakara. Para Upakara means that you work for the benefit of others. You work for the benefit of others. People are drowning in this material world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came like a lifeguard and he's trying to save everyone. And the statement says that especially those born in India are meant to take up this mission. In the purport, at the end of it, in the last paragraph, Prabhupada says, this is not only for Indians. This is for everyone. And we are very glad that these American boys and girls are taking up this mission. Because this mission is meant for everyone. Okay, so those of you who have the good fortune who have that of taking birth in motherland, holy land of India, then it's particularly for you. Because you, this is the legacy. This is the legacy. But Prabhupada explains, it is for everyone. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. To get everyone, like you have Rasa Leela there. He wants everybody in the party. Everyone to come. Never mind if you don't have ticket. Never mind if you don't have the boarding pass. Just come in. Huh? And if we may say three times, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, my Lord, I'm yours. Then that's it. The doors are wide open. And you're not even have to walk or endeavor like sometimes you have to do in places like Vrindavan and other holy dhams. But the Mayapur mood, especially if you go to Mayapur, is that you will be dragged, okay, by the Harinam party, by the inundation of the holy name. Everywhere you walk is kirtans and kirtans and, you know, this ecstatic mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because he's extending his arms. Come and dance with me. Everyone, everyone. That's the mood. So, by His mercy, we have the opportunity to enter, to understand a little bit about Radha and Krishna, Radha Kalachanji, and engage in service. We are here because of Him. He instructed Nityananda Prabhu, go and preach to far off land. Go and take these malechas, these javanas, these fallen people, and take them back like that. And as far as you go, the more mercy you will obtain. The further we are from holy places like India, etc., the more mercy is there. Right? It's like if you have a company and you are selling something and someone goes to, I don't know, the tip of Alaska or, you know, Africa and jungles or something. Right? You're very much appreciated, especially if you have success. Right? You go and take your product and say, I'm going to sell it there. And I'm going to convince these people. I'm going to persuade these people to take it. Then imagine how pleased your boss will be. Your managers will be. How much of a bonus you will get. Promotions and what do you call, commissions you will get. Wow, you will be a, you know, one of the big guns. Recognized as someone who did something great. You broke through there. You just went and opened that market. Isn't that what it is? So in the same way, if we can just try to do that, you don't have to go to Alaska. Or you don't, no, I'm not saying that. But the way that we can do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, is get together with 5 to 10 people in your house, in your apartment, right? And just chant Hare Krishna. Even the purpose says, if you don't have instruments, just clap. Clap your hands and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And I'll be yours. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered. I'll be yours. I'll be indebted with you. You're doing this for me. Right? There's nothing else more dear to me than him who does that, or her that does that. That's Krishna's offered in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. So we're very fortunate to be here. We're very fortunate to be part of this amazing movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But as one of the famous presidents, John F. Kennedy, said in the 60s, don't think what this country can do for you, but what you can do for this country, right? That's the American line. So in the same way, let's not only think, what can Krishna do for me? Okay? Give me this, give me this, give me that, give me that. Make sure that this happened, make sure that happened. Give me, give me, give me. But what can I do for him? What can I give you? And he says, he's such a simple and cool God. He said, just give me some flour, just give me some leaves, give me some water, some fruit. Never mind, don't worry too much. Huh? You know? Like Indian hospitality, right? When we go, people say, oh, please have this, please have that, take this, take that, you know? And it's meant to be cultured. You know, you say, no, 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 I'm okay, I'm okay. No, 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 please, please. No, no. Yeah, that's Indian culture, very culture. So in the same way, we're wanting to give something to Krishna. And he says, no, no, just give me some water, give me some. Because he's not interested in the water or in the fruit or in the flowers or in anything else. He's interested in your feelings. Your ticket to enter into this party that Krishna has arranged, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged, is your feeling of love and devotion for him. That's all what he's asking for. It's a very, you know, when people come, yesterday I saw some families were coming and they were putting some dollars and some coins like that. That's not the real donation. The true donation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking is what comes from your heart. You know, what's that feeling? Because that's the most powerful thing. I love my pet. I love my country. I love my car. You know? Where is your heart? Where do you deposit your heart? It's like if you can put a little cut up drawing of your heart and you can put it in there. That's what really Krishna wants from us. That's the real donation. The other donations are, it's okay, but it's just, you know. But the real thing, it's here. Because that's the only thing that you will take. When there's no more body, when there's no more bank account, that's the only thing that we can really give. That's all what we have. That's the most precious belonging. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope that we have been able to somewhat become a little bit more aware or conscious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his dham, Sridham Mayapur, his pastimes, his desires, his mission. So thank you very much for your attention. Glories to Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. Is there any questions or comments? I think we have a few minutes. any queries about what we presented? Yeah. Our vision, or my vision, is very limited. But the vision that Srila Prabhupada had is unlimited, because he was the representative of Krishna. He's the ambassador. He knew. He went to Russia and he preached to one person. One boy came along, showed some interest, and he preached to him for 3 days, day in and day out. He arranged to cook in that little apartment hotel that he had, and he gave prasad and he gave knowledge, and they chanted. And that seed, one person, right? He went and spread Krishna consciousness. And now thousands of devotees everywhere, Russian devotees everywhere. So what more do we need to understand these sort of things. The same thing with China. His Divine Grace Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you know, he had the China mission. I was in Hong Kong in 1988, and still the British had, you know, the ruling of Hong Kong, and then they had to pass it over to China, and Giridhari Maharaj and others were there, and they will enter, underground, clandestine, with suitcases, with false buttons, so they can bring books in. Understand? So you get these suitcases, and they have the false, right, thing, and then specially made, and then you bring Bhagavatams. They were bringing videos like that. Amazing. Risking their lives, risking their safety for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they kept doing, they kept doing, they kept doing. Now in Mayapur, every festival, not even festival, at other times now, they come for Nisinghadev. Chinese people, they love Nisinghadev. For some reason, they are very attached to Nisinghadev. They love Nisingha Chaturdasi, so they come. And they come for other Radhastami. You know, Chinese, Radhastami, where's the connection? Ladalani, you know. It's amazing. You just see the prediction manifesting in front of your eyes. We are very fortunate that the explosion is happening while we're here, right? Imagine 50 years back. You know, imagine 50 years back. So yes, many, many pastimes. And now, as Jagatari Nimatei told me, you see, the beauty of this movie, the beauty of this story, of this pastime, is that you can be part of the movie as an extra. Right? But depending on your desire, you can take a main role too. And how do you do that? By getting others to be extras. No, just come here, just come for some devotees, just take some prasad. Just listen to this CD, this has some mantra. By hook or by crook, attract people. By hook or by crook, just get them out of that material influence and bring them to Krishna consciousness. And then immediately, you get rewarded. You are someone that it's appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there's no reward in terms of salary or what do you call royalties and all that sort of things. But the sensation in your heart, you become fulfilled. You become satisfied. This is the best thing I ever experienced. And as Prabhupada told, the first devotee who went to Germany, I think his name was Krishnadas. You know, he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I may go to Germany. He was a young boy in New York. He just was coming. No one really like. And then he said, oh, very nice. You know, Prabhupada thought, oh, so many people say so many crazy things. Okay, whatever. So he ended up, because his parents were going, so he ended up going. He shaved up. He said, I'm going to do exactly what Prabhupada did. He shaved up. He went to the park and started chanting. He took a pair of kartals, or I don't know, even if he had that. And he started chanting. What happened the next day? Young boys and girls came. Just like happened in New York. The second day, more boys and girls came. Had a crowd. By the third day, people from news came. Newspaper, radio, telly. They wanted to do an interview with him. So he desperately write this telegram to Prabhupada. And he asked him, what should I do? You know, I don't know. The Bhagavad Gita wasn't produced. There was no books practiced. There was only the first canto and not many read. Right? So Krishna consciousness at that time was only Prabhupada's present. That's it. And a couple books. That's it. So they didn't really know the philosophy. So he writes, you know, in those days, no internet, no smartphones, nothing of those. So he writes to Prabhupada and he asks him, what should I do? You know, television is coming tomorrow. I'm going to be national television. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? I don't even know what to say. And this is what Prabhupada answered. Just tell them how happy you are in Krishna consciousness. That is the best preaching. How happy you are in Krishna consciousness. Come here, get happy, and tell others how happy I am in Krishna consciousness. That's the best we can do. And that is true. Then people say, I want to be happy. That's why I'm going clubbing and I'm going partying every Friday, Saturday, etc. That's why I'm going to the stadium. I want to be happy. I want to cheer someone. Right? Everyone's naturally looking for Krishna. And if we somehow have something of Krishna consciousness and we're happy about it, we share it with others, and then the inundation goes on and on. Okay, we need to stop here. Thank you very much. Gantara Srimad Bhattan Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.